All right, welcome to Motivational Monday here at Grace as we dive in and look for some inspiration for our week ahead. Again, taking some news notes from Dr. Leonard Sweet and all kinds of great notes that provide motivation for our lives. Today, I want to talk about prayer for a few short moments. And I want to do it by talking about prayer magnets. You know, the making of moments encompasses the whole universe of human experience. Birth moments, healing moments, forgiving moments, loving moments, silent moments, defining moments, fork moments, mystery moments. There are billions of moments. Well, what is it that magnetizes human experience and makes it into a moment? Perhaps that thing that grounds, that center, and that holds is prayer. You see, our direct uplink to the Almighty is called prayer. Prayer is primarily a religious act or a devotional act, a relational act. It is the trigger mechanism that releases God's will in our life, in our world. Prayer is the art of hole punching the sky so that as it is in heaven becomes an earthly reality. And as with all high-powered, high-voltage sources, prayer mandates that we look at it in all kinds of ways. One of those ways is that prayer can change your posture, the way that you enter into conversation. The pause, the moment of listening, the searching for words, the pouring out of heart. Whether it's standing, sitting, head raised, head down, hands folded, hands held high, whatever the posture, it all reflects our searching in God. The second part of that is when you pray, you prepare to be changed. God gives us the means of our mission, not the means of all of our cravings. When you pray for what that means to do what God is calling you to do, that prayer is answered. And so we watch out. You see, you can't pray for people without being changed by prayer. We're changed in the conversation. Another part of prayer is each one of us, again, will pray differently. No two people have the same devotional life. Each one of us connects with God differently. We can do that by sitting at home, by attending worship, by going for a long walk. One author once wrote, "Everything is worked out in the world, the problems, the illnesses, and the conversations in going on a good long walk." And then returning home, ready to engage yet again. And so maybe it's time this week to go on a prayer walk, to have a concert of prayer, an on-site prayer, to call a prayer partner, to have somebody pray on your behalf. Another part of prayer is to pray without ceasing. And that means we keep going. The Lord's Prayer isn't meant just to be prayed on Sunday, but perhaps 3, 4, 5 times a day. And as we do that, what are the sentence prayers that come to mind? What are those pregnant pauses where we offer praise and thanksgiving and where we again lift high the request that we carry in our heart to God? And the last part of that prayer consideration for today is to not so much just pray the Lord's Prayer as it is to become the Lord's Prayer. The ultimate and answered prayer is for all of life to be made into those moments that are held and gripped by God. Of course, it's messy, but it's beautiful. Just like all relationships, it's ongoing. In the midst of the prayer, in the midst of the conversation, as we lift the prayers high, may we too hear God speaking. And how we become that Lord's Prayer. You see, God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, of self-discipline, of prayer. And so on this day, on this Motivational Monday, may you be that prayer magnet and may it magnetize your life. Be blessed this week, church. Pray it up. We'll see you next time on Motivational Monday.